Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Transparency Therapy. My name is Andrea, and here we talk about mental health and how to build a better relationship with yourself. And we are currently on day 14 of Every Day January. Very exciting stuff. If it's your first time here, welcome. I'm very happy that you are here with us. And if you are a return visit, thanks for coming back. If you have any suggestions at all, feel free to send me an email at transparencytherapy@gmail.com. And stay tuned because we have a lot of exciting things coming up in the next little while. You have many things, secrets right now, but they're coming, I promise. You might have noticed that we have a new cover art, which I might tweak a little bit still, to be honest. But I like the concept. I think it looks sharp. Hopefully, you like it too. And so, we're just gonna talk a bit more today, as we have been every day. If you guys, again, if it's your first time or if you've come here before, I guess I'll just talk a bit about what I'm doing here. And basically, I have no script. I have literally no plan. Sometimes I have a little list app in my phone. Actually, what is it called? Maybe you guys would be interested in that. It's called Wunderlist, and it can like sync and stuff. And I'm a list person, so I sometimes write little lists. If I have an inspiration, and I'll write like one word, and then I know exactly what I mean, and I could just talk for hours with just like one word. But so I basically just talk, and I don't always know what's going to come out. Sometimes it's better than others. Sometimes I'm a little sporadic, but I haven't really had a set plan yet, and I think that it's nice to kind of get this raw, authentic information. Unfiltered. Hopefully, you guys like that too. But I will be changing it up a little bit. Maybe I'll keep this maybe once a month and then I'll do some more structured things. I want to give you guys some really interesting information and some interviews with some people. So I was actually thinking of recording something today, but all of my plans were shattered. First of all, if you've been listening to the last couple of days, I was a little bit sick, and if you could hear me, I'm still quite stuffed up, and I really wasn't feeling well this morning. And you might also know, I haven't really told you guys what it is, but there is something personal going on right now, and kind of a family affair. Don't worry, everything's okay. It's just a process. And so I was feeling a little run down from that. And today is my day off. I am a registered nurse, so I have kind of weird days off. And it was my one day off this week. Actually, that's not true. I have the weekend off this week. I worked last weekend. So, but today I was literally just going to relax and continue trying to make myself heal. I was maybe going to go to the cafe and work a little bit on this podcast, actually, the things that I'm creating. Maybe go see a friend, maybe just relax at home, watch a movie. But I get a call from work, and that's not uncommon. I see the number. Well, it's actually private caller, but 99.9% of the time, private caller means the hospital's calling. So I pick up the phone. And it's like, Andrea, can you come in? We have a code orange. And I'm like, code orange? What? So code orange is, at least where I'm from, it means external disaster. Now, if any of you live in Montreal and have been watching the news today, you could probably figure out what the code orange was about. Basically, there was a school that had a gas leak, and there was multiple kids that collapsed and were showing signs of carbon monoxide poisoning, which is very intense and terrifying. I can't imagine if I was one of those teachers and just saw my kids starting to collapse. Now, this is actually really not a laughing matter. Like, they all could have died, which is really scary. And thankfully, somebody knew it was happening, evacuated the kids, and brought them to the hospital. So, if I get called for a code orange, I pretty much, if I have the means to go, I am supposed to go. It's not like they're calling me in for an overtime shift, like, oh, can you come in? It's like, you need to come in. So, I mean, I didn't want to go because I don't feel good at that, but I'm not going to leave my colleagues high and dry. I'm not going to, in a situation we don't know how many kids are sick, I'm not going to not go in and help. It could save a kid's life. So, I can't really say the specific details of what happened. I work in the emergency room department, pediatrics. I could say that it went well and everyone worked very well together, and I'm proud of my coworkers and my team, and I really love where I'm working now. For updates, honestly, listen to the news, CTV Montreal. But the reason I want to talk about this is because I am super exhausted. I actually kind of got home and I thought I was going to cry, but I didn't. I was just about to. So I, first of all, I was expecting, if you guys know, I ordered a new podcast microphone, which I'm super stoked about, and it's super cool, and I can't wait to show you guys. So I got an email being like, oh, we missed your delivery. And I was like, ah, of course. Like, my one day off, and I'm called into work, and I miss my delivery that I've been so excited about. And so now I won't get it till maybe Wednesday, but I'm risking it because I have to go to work at 3 on Wednesday. So hopefully they come before 3, or else I'll have to pick it up at the place. So I missed the delivery, and then I was like, ugh. That's too bad. And also, I got very stuffed up at work, like, and I really was not in the mentality to work. I was very tired and not feeling very good. And so I was just feeling very tired, and then I'm like, ugh, I missed my package. And then I get home and there's not even like the package sticker telling me where my package is, so I just had to spend like 20 minutes on the phone trying to find where my package is and then like rerouting it back and all that stuff. And then I realized also that my mailbox was broken. And I'm like, all right, so this is just how it's gonna be today, I think. And that's kind of when I started feeling like overwhelmed a little bit because already I'm going through something personal. I was tired and I needed to rest today, but I had to go into work and it was kind of like adrenaline pumping because I didn't know what I was going in. I didn't know if it was going to be okay. I didn't know how sick the kids were going to be. So that like kind of like adrenaline hit, and I was going to go to a cafe and have some lunch and work on my brainstorming and stuff, but I got called in, so I ended up having I bought While I was waiting to be assigned, I went to the debonair next to the emergency room where I work, and I debonair's corner store in the hospital. It's like a little convenience store. And I got this like vegan protein cookie, 20 grams of protein in this cookie, but it also had like a lot of sugar and carbohydrates. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I needed to eat something, and then I bought some like flaxseed crackers. And I had like a sip of water at the water fountain. So I did eat properly today, but thank goodness I made a wonderful bowl of oatmeal before going to work, and it had oatmeal. My oatmeal had oatmeal. So I had oatmeal, and then what else did I do? I always put a piece of like dark chocolate, and like, so okay, this is how I make my oatmeal. I took like, I don't know. I poured a bit of oatmeal in a bowl. I put water over it. I put it in the microwave for 2 minutes. Then it's like, whatever, okay, consistency for me. I'm not picky. And then I take a piece of dark chocolate. I use the Lindt, like 70% or 80% or whatever. I bury it in the steaming oatmeal so it melts. And then I put like chia seeds and flax powder and goji berries, and I had blueberries, and I had like this other granola thing. And I put like maple syrup, and then I put like cashew milk, and it was very good. I'm really into oatmeal. I think it probably saved me today. I didn't really have much of an appetite because I feel sick, but it was good that I had that oatmeal because I definitely wouldn't have survived. And I mean, I've talked about self-care and eating lunch properly and eating stuff properly, and this was a day like I didn't feel like I could do that, and I didn't really know how I could have done it differently. I mean, I drank a glass of water when I got on the unit, and somebody was giving out water bottles, so at least I stayed hydrated. But I definitely felt tired. I definitely felt like I was starting to get overwhelmed. And then when I came with the mailbox and my package, and like I started feeling really stressed. And then I just, what I do and what I've started to do when I start to feel like this is I'm just like, okay, I have no responsibilities right now in this moment. I need to lie down and just do whatever I want. And whatever I wanted was just to lie down and like watch some, I don't know, YouTube videos and cuddle my cats. And I feel a bit better now. And I called my parents and I told them about my broken mailbox. But I don't know, I still don't feel great. Because I know I have to work tomorrow and many days after that, but I feel a bit better. And I still don't feel that hungry, but what time is it? It's 5:59. I mean, I know I should eat something, so I'm going to, even though I don't really feel like it, but I know I have to have something. But I don't know exactly what I'm going to choose to eat yet. I'm thinking like soup or like ramen noodles or maybe some Thai Express or something. Did you hear my voice just crack? Anyway, so I'm so sorry. I keep losing my train of thought. It's just been that type of day, and I don't need to apologize, I guess. I guess if you're listening to this, hopefully you have a similar mindset of me and you're very forgiving when other people are just having a day and having a moment because we all have that. And I mean, I'm recording every day in January, and that's something that makes me happy. And I mean, I do feel like I need to because I promised to, but I didn't make the promise with the wrong reasons. And I think that's important for me to know because I think what I've learned the last few months or years is when I would make a goal for myself, the reason that I would always fail is because I wasn't making the goal for really myself, and I was trying to prove something to someone else and trying to get validation elsewhere. But when I'm doing something for myself, it makes it easy in a lot of ways to do it. Because when you do it for yourself, you kind of make your own rules, which is really cool. And you don't have to keep asking people for approval about it. You're just doing you. Like, I am just doing what I want here. There's nobody like that's going to tell me, oh, this episode that you did on Monday, I mean, it wasn't the content that you originally wanted to record, and la 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 la, and the viewers are upset, or the listeners, or whatever. I have no boss. This is just what I do now. I just record these episodes and it could be whatever I want. This is something I've created, which is super cool. And I hope that this inspires you guys to create whatever you want. Because when you start to have this mindset and you understand that you literally can create whatever you want and there's actually no rules, it is so liberating and super cool. And that goes with painting, and that goes with music, and that goes with whatever. And it's like, who cares what people think other people want? We don't really know what people want. We don't hardly even know what we want. I mean, we're learning. This is what this podcast is about. We're learning how to listen to ourselves. But there's no rules. We are complex beings as humans. I think I'm a little bit hyper right now. It's been an emotional day. I'm all over the place, and I think I better stop the podcast here before I say something really weird. But I'll be back tomorrow, and I will talk about the topic I was going to talk about today, unless I get other inspiration. Again, no rules. I'm here just laughing at my own jokes. All right, it's not even a joke. What am I even saying? Okay, people, I'm hanging up the phone. Have a great evening, and I will see you all tomorrow. And again, if you want to send me an email, transparencytherapy@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear anything you have to say. If you want to just say hello, if you want to say, hey, I think your podcast is pretty cool, if you want to say, hey, I don't like your podcast. I mean, I could take it. I don't know if I'd want to hear that, but if you feel you need to say it, you do you. But if there's something you'd like to hear, a certain type of person you'd like me to interview, I have some ideas lined up and some people lined up, but I would love to hear your input. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Have a great night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.